ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 वर्स नंबर 36। व्हाट इज द बुक? हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। देन दिस चैप्टर इज कॉल्ड द अपीयरेंस ऑफ द डेमन वृत्रासुर। ना नॉट ही सर्टेनली विरोधः कंट्राडिक्शन उभयाम् बोथ भगवती इन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अपरिमिता अनलिमिटेड गुणागणे हूज ट्रांसेंडेंटल एट्रीब्यूट्स ईश्वरे in the supreme controller anavagahya possessing mahatmye unfathomable ability and glories, unlimited abilities and glories arvachina recent vikalpa full of equivocal calculations vitarka opposing arguments vichara judgments pramana bhasa imperfect evidence kutarka useless arguments Shastra by unauthorized scriptures. Kalila agitated. Antahkarana minds. Ashraya whose shelter. Duravagraha with wicked obstinacies. Vadina of theorists, vivada of the controversies, anavasare not within the range, upparata withdrawn, samasta from whom all, maya maye illusory energy, kevale without second, eva, indeed, atma mayam, the illusory energy, kevale, without second, eva, indeed, atma mayam, the illusory energy, which can do and undo the inconceivable. Antardhaya, placing between. Kaha, what? Nu, indeed. Arthaha, meaning. Durghataha, impossible. Eva, as it were. Bhavati, is Svarupa natures Dvaya of those Abhavat due to the absence. Translation: O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all contradictions can be reconciled in you, O Lord. Since you are the Supreme Person, the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities, the Supreme Controller, your unlimited glories are inconceivable to the conditional souls. Many modern theologians argue about right and wrong, without knowing what is actually right. Their arguments are always false and their judgments inconclusive because they have no authorized evidence with which to gain knowledge of you. Because their minds are agitated by scriptures containing false conclusions, they are unable to understand the truth concerning you. Furthermore, because of polluted eagerness to arrive at the right conclusions, their theories are incapable of revealing you, who are transcendental to their material conceptions. You are one without second, and therefore in you contradictions like doing and not doing, happiness and distress are not contradictory. Your potency is so great that it can do and undo anything as you like. Since there is no duality in your constitutional position, you can do everything by the influence of your energy and of purport. And of translation. Then now we will read purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being self-sufficient, is full of transcendental bliss, Atmaram. He enjoys his bliss in two ways, when he appears happy and when he appears distressed. Distinction and contradictions are impossible in him because only from him have they emanated. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the reservoir of all knowledge, all potency, all strength, opulence and influence. There is no limit to his powers. Since he is full in all transcendental attributes, nothing abominable from the material world can exist in him. He is transcendental and spiritual, and therefore conceptions of material happiness and distress do not apply to him. We should not be astonished to find contradictions in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, there is no contradictions. That is the meaning of his being supreme. Because he is all-powerful, he is not subject to the conditional soul's arguments regarding his existence or non-existence. He is pleased to protect his devotees by killing their enemies. He enjoys both the killing and protecting. Such freedom from duality applies not only to the Lord, but also to his devotees. In Vrindavan, the damsels of Vrajbhumi enjoy transcendental bliss in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and they feel the same transcendental bliss in separation when Krishna and Balaram leave Vrindavan for Mathura. There is no question of material pains or pleasure for either the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his pure devotees. Although they are sometimes superficially said to be distressed or happy, one who is Atmarama is blissful in both ways. Non-devotees cannot understand the contradictions present in the Supreme Lord or his devotees. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord said, Bahakta mam abhijanati. The transcendental pastimes can be understood through devotional service. To non-devotees, they are inconceivable. Achincha khalo ye bhava natam starkena yujayet. The Supreme Lord and his form, name, pastimes and paraphernalia are inconceivable to non-devotees, and one should not try to understand such realities simply by logical arguments. They will not bring one to the right conclusion about the absolute truth. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Then this sixth canto is very, very important canto. Why? In Srimad Bhagavatam there are 10 topics are there. Huh? And one topic is Pushana. Pushana means protection of the devotees. We have seen that that the Lord protect Ajamil. Ajamil, he was protected because he didn't make any Vaishnava apparat, didn't offend any devotees. Although he was engaged in illicit sex, prostitutes, and this, he got 10 children, illicit 10 children, but when he became old, then the Lord protected him because he didn't offend any devotees. But here, in this chapter, or in this part of Bhagavatam, we will see also that the Lord, he will protect Indra. Although Indra, he will make big Vaishnava apparat. Not only Vaishnava apparat, he will kill. He will kill pure devotee. Vritrasur, then outside, he was a demon. But inside, he was pure devotee. We know that in, he was Chitraketu Maharaj. Huh? Then here we have fight between mixed devotee, who was Indra, and pure devotee in the form of demon. Normally, pure devotee, you cannot recognize pure devotee. Impossible. Krishna will hide pure devotee. Very difficult to recognize. Then this is Krishna's plan. This is going on. Then here, I was little bit, I will speak a little bit before speaking about this verse today, little bit about many questions are there, like why Indra, he has killed 2 Brahmins, 2. One is Vishwarup, and second is Vritrasura. Then we will ask question, why Indra, he has killed Vishwarup. Then, and why he has killed also Vritrasura, and also we will see the consequences of killing Brahmin. Then, very interesting, this is, first part is described in this chapter 6, and the third part, the second part, Vritrasura is described in the 13th chapter of this part of the Bhagavatam. Then Vritrasura, he was killed because his grandmother was demon. Then he was the in charge of, he was the priest for the devatas, Vritrasura. Huh? He was the priest. Then because he was giving some share to the demons, then Indra, he got afraid. He said, oh, if you will give shares to the demons will become more powerful than me, than us, then they will defeat us. Then he become very, very angry. Become very angry. Then he killed him. He has 3 heads, Vishwarup. Huh? He cut all these 3 heads. Then he will get this reaction. 2 kinds of reaction he will got. One is gross, one is subtle. We are also in the same problem. We have 3 bodies. The gross body, subtle body, and soul. Then also we how to get free from the sin of the gross body. It may be easy, but the subtle body is more difficult. And we can see here, when he has killed Vishwarup, then he got four reaction, gross reaction. Bhumira punaluvayu, huh? It is explained, we have this body made with four elements, huh? Then he got four reaction, but he could get rid of this reaction. How? He gave these sinful activities to women, huh? To water, to the land. I don't enter into the details. You know all these things, huh? Huh? Four. Then, the eater, it is subtle. He was not, there was no contamination. But still, because he has killed Vishwarup, this is called aprarabdha, or unmanifested sins, they stayed in his subtle body. And it will create problems in the next. He has to kill. He has to kill again. Vritrasur, who was not only Brahmana, but who was pure devotees. And we can see that the reaction when he will kill Vritrasur, there will be very, very big reaction. He will get in so many problems, Indra. We will discuss this a little bit. How? Then, this, it is more difficult to get rid of our sinful activities which are stored in our subtle body. Huh? In Bhagavad Gita, they give very nice example of what? Regarding the subtle body. Huh? You can bring the verse, huh? 15th chapter, 7. They give both air. You know air? Huh? Subtle body is like air. Or the soul. The soul is like air. Let us check, huh? Huh? Subtle body is like air. See the air, no, the soul, I think. The air is not contaminated by bad or good smell, huh? I think I'm going wrong, huh? Huh? It's eight. The living entity, now is the soul. The living entity, but subtle body is coming here. The living entities in the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another. Yeah, as the air, subtle body. As the air carries aroma. Thus, he takes one kind of body. Shariram yad avapnuti yaschapi utkrama tishvaraha. Grihitva itani samyati vayur gandham ivashaya. Then, see, it's like air, the subtle body. It carries this, it carries all our activities and in subtle form, like air. When air is, when there is good smell, what happened? Smell is good. When there is bad smell, what happened? Smell is bad. Similarly, this here, he will get this reaction. Then, when Indra, he will kill. Before killing Vritrasur, then he didn't want to kill him in the beginning. He said, oh, I just have killed one. Again, I have to kill another one. Better, I don't do it. But he will, how he said, this tendency is there inside him. It is like thief. You know thief? Thief, when he steals, you put him in jail. Huh? He go out, what he does gain? He gain do the same activities, criminal activity. And similarly, Indra has this inside him. He has to kill this, has to again kill. Then the sages told him, no, you don't do it. He didn't want to do it. But the sages told him, you do it. You have to do it. Why? Because Vritrasura, he was creating a lot of trouble. His body was becoming bigger, 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 bigger. And he's swallowing everything. They tried to kill him. They tried to... Then Indra... Here Prabhupada, he was saying, we have these seven offenses. Seven? Nam, nam, huh? Nam, keval, pa, par, pa, karna, yeah. That means to perform sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. The sages, they said to him, you kill him and you just chant Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And this offense will get finished. But it will not work, huh? Prabhupada said, why? We can discuss why. We can say, oh, the holy name is not powerful. But no, all the scriptures, they said, if you say one holy name, then you get purified. It does not work because normally when this subtle bodies, many sinful activities are there, the mind cannot concentrate nicely on the holy name. You cannot chant the... Then the sages, they told him, why you can chant the name of Narayan. We will also do for you an Ashvamedha Yagya. And by doing this, you will get free from the sinful act of killing Vritrasura. But then when he killed him, Indra, he has to hide for 1,000 years where? Yeah, Mansarovara. I have one good experience. You see, normally when you practice devotional service, which come in one stage, your lusts, material desires, they come up. So many, huh? They come up. Then what I used to do is, I would take bath in Varshana Krishna Kund. Then from there, go to Nandagaon. There are two kunds are there. One is Pavan Kund. Next is Ashishwar Kund. Then after I will go to Kamyavan. Again take bath there in Vimal Kund. Then once you do this, finish. All your material desire for some time. It's work. Then similarly here, Indra, he has to hide there because these sinful activities were following him wherever he goes, wherever he... Then he stayed for 1,000 of years. Okay, this we have said a little bit for 10 minutes. Now, we will discuss about today's verse, the verse of today, about contradictions. Here it is said, that here the demigods are praying, huh? The demigods, huh? Who is speaking? Demigods are praying, yeah. Shri Deva Uvacha. They are praying because they are in trouble. They could not get rid of Vritrasura. Then they said, Krishna or Supreme Lord, all contradiction can be reconciled in you. This we can see that in Krishna we can see many contradictions are there. Contradictions. Non-devotees, they say that Krishna has many contradictions. But like, for example, what? Krishna is thief. So many things. Thief, makhanchor. But in the material world, well, if one steals, what happens? Has to go to the prison, has to go. But in the on the spiritual platform, when Krishna steals, they never go. He never goes to the prison. Devotees are more happy than these contradictions, like people criticize. Oh, your Krishna, he at night, he goes, he goes with other wives. Like if you study Ram, in Ram there is not this, so many contradictions. Ram, he is very obedient to his father. Krishna, he was born in Mathura, he left his father's. Also, when Krishna was 11 years, he has to leave Yashoda, and then the people, they think that Krishna, in Krishna there are many contradictions. But this is all inconceivable due to his inconceivable power. Inconceivable. We have two verses in the Brahma Samhita which explain Krishna's inconceivable power. One is, which one is? This is, one is, Panthastu Koti Sata Vatsara Sampragamyam Vayur Athapi Manasu Pungamanam Supyasyad Govinda Madhipur. Yeah, we have two verses are there that explain Krishna's, yeah, Panthastukuti, inconceivable power. Then, the yogi, this verse, it is explaining that the yogi and jnani cannot understand Krishna. This verse. It is said here, the yogis who aspire after the transcendental, and jnanis also, who aspire after liberation, it takes them thousands and thousands of millions of years to, because Krishna is very far. Then this is one of Krishna's inconceivable potency, that is very, very difficult to, and it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna. And here, the example is given from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.69.2. It is said that Krishna has married 16,000 queens. Then how can someone marry 16,000? It's very difficult to understand. Unless we understand how Krishna expands, how, then it is very, very difficult. Even in other scriptures like Bible, Quran, Judaism, it is also explained that Krishna expands. How? In which form? In the form of the Paramatma, Super Soul. Like in the Bible, it is said that he breathed his soul into all living entities. Then also it is said he can hear, he can take note, whatever you feel, whatever you hear, then, but they are not, they, it's very difficult that Krishna expands. And in the Vedanta Sutra, there is one verse, it is said, Shrutis to Shabda Mulatvat means what? That contradictions can exist in Krishna. Because scripture, they said this. This is, they exist in Krishna because people are unable to realize Krishna's potency, inconceivable potency. Then the next verse also, here, that Krishna, this Andantarastha, paramanusa yantarastha. This is also one of Krishna's inconceivable potency. That he is inside, he is wicked. Then this jagadanda chaya yad antaha. He is also inside. Like when Mother Yashoda, she was looking in Krishna's mouth. What she said? Many universes were there. Antaha, yad antara. That means universes. Then if we said to someone, okay, from Krishna's universes, all the universes are inside. And from his from his pores, one universe has come. Do you believe in this?
No, he said no.
But it's come very small, you know. It's like from a woman, huh? Child come. Do you believe in this? Child. Woman, she's pregnant. He understands. There, child, and she comes, the child comes small. He starts growing. And similarly, from Krishna, the universe comes small. And it grows. Even now, the scientists, they said that the universe, the cosmos is growing. And it grows, and after it become, it shrank. Like from our bodies, many things are coming. Like what? If you get chikungunya, huh? How you call this? Chicken talks are box, huh? Yeah, how many boxes are there? So many. Then Krishna is the same. So many, they come small. And they grow. It become, I saw some people, they have like some anomaly in their face. Some big things is coming here. Then nothing it is very simple. If we use logic, yeah, from Krishna universes are coming. In Krishna inside, these universes are small, are there inside. And also Krishna is big, huh? He's huge. This universal form is huge. Then one scripture they say, yes, Yashoda, she show that Krishna has inside him many universes are there, then it is fact. Then also, regarding this verse, it is said also, Brahma. See Brahma, when he stole the cows. What Krishna did? He expanded, same. And this is Krishna's inconceivable potency. Then there is no contradiction in Krishna. Contradiction, we create contradiction. Why we create contradiction? Why? Because we are situated in different levels. Like it is said also here, yeah, it is said, where is this? Yeah, because their mind are agitated by scriptures containing false conclusion. Then the question, can scripture contain false conclusion? Yes or no? Huh? Who said no? No. Yes. Yes, scripture contain false conclusions. Example, we take Rig Veda. In the Rig Veda, it is said, oh, if you do karma kanda, you can become big demigod and you can become. If you take now Ishupanishad, they said, oh, if you do karma kanda, everything is destroyed. You see? Contradictions. Scriptures, there are many contradictions out there. If you take the Quran, it is said, get one wife, two wives, three wives, four. But in another side, it say, your wives are your enemies. This is said. Contradiction. Oh, how can you say, take three, four, and then similarly, There are verses, it is said, you can eat chicken, you can eat this, you can eat this, you can. Another verse, he said, your offerings are your only blood, and this is written also in the Bible. Said the Lord said, I'm tired, they are offering me so much blood, so much sacrifice, this. That means what? Because there are different levels in the scriptures, karma, kanda, jnana, kanda, astanga, then bhakti. When we come to the bhakti level, then we can understand scriptures. And this Uddhava also, he said to Krishna, in the 11th canto, he said, oh Krishna, do you see, you are giving wrong instruction to people. How is it? Also, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, very nice. Who? Huh? Who? Not Kunti. Very nice. Very nice what? Very nice descriptions of how scriptures are full of contradictions. Which one come in your mind? Huh? Vishwa? What? No. Huh? No. Very, very nice chapter. Very, I want to read this. Very nice verses. Very beautiful verses. Vedavyas. Narad Muni. See? Narad Muni, he said to Vedavyas, why you have written scriptures that identify with the body and the mind, not the self? See, very powerful, huh? He said, why? And he said, this is place for crows. Huh? That's why you are not... Vedavyas, he wrote so many scriptures. And then scriptures... contain, Bhagavad Gita also contain. You can choose some verses, some verses which may help your sense gratification. Yeah, while reading, oh, I like this verse. And some verses which can cut your sense gratification, your attachments. Okay. Example, which verse? Very... huh? Yeah, Sarva Dharman Parijaja. It cuts. Another verse. Huh? Devi? There is this verse in the this Traigunya Vishaya. Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. Nirdvandva. The whole Bhagavad Gita is to bring us on that level of freedom from dualities, dvandva, attach us. But we are not in that level, are we? That's why then knowledge is very important also. Although knowledge is not part of devotional service, it is not an anga of there are 64 Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, 64 are there, limbs of devotional service. But knowledge is not part at all. And detachment is also not part. But knowledge can help us. Knowledge can help us also by doing pious activities. See, this punya, it can also help us to come to understand Krishna. Then it is not easy to understand Krishna. Very, very difficult to understand Krishna. Why? Because we are not pure. We are still identifying with the body. How? I am very beautiful. I am very wealthy. But Krishna, Sudama was wealthy. Sudama? Huh? He could. What did Sudama give to Krishna? What? Little bit rice. Then beauty. Kubja was beautiful. Kubja was not beautiful. Kubja was Tribhanga, not Tribhanga Lalitam, huh? She was complete, but Krishna said, yes, yes, and Krishna make her beautiful. Then what else? Knowledge. Who was not knowledgeable? Gajendra. Gajendra was an elephant, and he could attract the mercy of Krishna. Then, maturity. We can say, oh, I am very mature, and you become puffed up. Ah, I know so much. Then Dhruva Maharaj was mature. He was only child, and he could attract Krishna. Then strength. You may say, oh, I am very powerful. Then who? Ugrasen. Say Ugrasen, father of Krishna. This is one verse. He's explaining all this. It's not coming from me. Huh? Explain Ugrasen. Then we cannot attract Krishna by Janma, Aishwarya, Shruti Bhi. It only creates what? It creates intoxication. What is this verse? Janma? Yeah, you're quick, huh? Quicker than me. Then it just creates intoxication in you. You become more intoxicated, more. Then the question, how can we get Krishna's mercy? How? Huh? Yeah, okay. Bhakti amam. Only but before bhakti, we should realize little bit this paramatma level also. We should realize that Krishna, we should become samadarshina. See, it's not okay. We are getting the direct process. This bhakti amam avijanati. But we should also realize middle process. You become gentle person. Gentle. Samadarshina. You don't differentiate between anyone. And if we do this, then we become gentle. Gentle means what? This ahankar is no more there. This self-aggrandizement, I am big devotee. I am very big. Prabhupada said, don't try to become big devotee. Try to become nice devotee. Nice. Then this. Prabhupada once was asked, how can we know that someone, he has devotion? How? Then the answer Prabhupada said, he is gentle. Gentleman. Because by not being gentle, then we get into giving trouble to other living entities. Any trouble, small you give, it comes back to you. It is in your subtle body, stored. And this creates a lot of obstacles on our devotional service. But one who is samadarshina, is equal to everyone, then you will not. Someone may come to you, he is not nicely dressed, or maybe, and then he has, my God, he has to be careful. Oh, who is this person? We have many histories like this, huh? You cannot know who is who. You cannot know what has happened in the past lives of this person, what relationship he has with Krishna. You cannot know. Then we should become gentle. Then Krishna is very nice. Krishna's most important part of his body is when he glances on you. His glance. Like and in this glance there is no contradictions. Like Krishna when he was one of the best pastime of Krishna with the with the Vrajvasis or with the devotees of Vrindavan, Prabhupada was explaining here, about Vrindavan, then is Govardhan when he lives at Govardhan. Krishna, he was looking at everyone. Everyone could look at him. One day I was in Paris and Guru Govinda Maharaj was giving class. And I was sitting like this in front, you know. The temple was fired up. And Guru Govinda Maharaj, he was explaining about Krishna. And he said, look, Radha Parishvara is smiling. Look, his big smile. Then I said, Maharaj, no, he's not smiling. I was in front. He said, I said, Radharani is smiling. Then he asked me four times, no, look, look, Krishna is smiling. And I would look. I said, no, Radharani is smiling. Four times like, look, look. And Maharaj was enjoying this, you know. So Krishna is smiling. Then, this is the happiness of the devotees. If you look at Krishna, and he's smiling there, that means he's some reciprocation is there with Krishna. Then Krishna is not dead or some dead stone is there in there. So many stories are there. So many, the deities speak to the pujaris. No, the prasadam today was very nice. I like this. I don't like the dress. He chooses his dress. Then Krishna is wonderful. And there is no contradiction on him. This happiness, it was explained to them, happiness and distress. It is all spiritual. We try to understand Krishna from our point of view. Like one day, Prabhupada, he was asking one devotee to make drawing of Radharani in separation from Krishna. And this devotee, he made one drawing of Radharani, and she was very sad, the drawing. Oh. Then Prabhupada said, no, it's not like this. Separation is full of bliss, full of... Then we try to see Krishna according to our understanding, according to our realization. But Krishna is beyond separation. He's full of happiness. Meeting also is full of happiness. Then Krishna is not limited by anything. There is no limit to Krishna. And when we start appreciating this, then Krishna likes appreciation. Appreciated him, and we make spiritual progress. There are many points in this verse, you know. It's a very big verse. I stop here. Any question? Any comment? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
आज आपका बड़ा धन्यवाद है जो भगवत क्लास में भागवतम में बहुत कुछ जानने को मिला आपको. मैं एक कमेंट कर रहा हूं भगवान कृष्ण के ऊपर और उसके भक्तों ऊपर. डोंट इमिटेट बी इमिटेट. भक्ता वा जानती. डोंट इमिटेट बी इमिटेट.
This is comment, huh? What he said? Don't estimate Krishna.
Don't estimate.
Yes. Sahi baat hai,
Don't imitate. Dagbhi mat karo. Be intimate. Bhakta vaha vijanati.
Yes, we cannot estimate Krishna, Anything else? Any question? Clear. Oh, you are not asking questions. That's good. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.